This is Hit Bull Win Podcast,
the official podcast of the Durham Bulls,
part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Hit Bull Win Podcast. This is the second episode of 2021. This is going to be our mailbag episode where we have...
Mailbag!
We've made quite a few announcements that we're going to go over some frequently asked questions, so no guest today. So I hope you enjoy the dulcet tones of myself, digital and video production manager Patrick Starr Norwood, joined by assistant general manager, operations, Scott Squarepants Strickland. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. As anyone in the triangle, pretty much anywhere from like, I don't know what, Arizona East.
Sure.
It's been a rough week weather-wise, right?
So, yes.
We've actually got opening day for Duke baseball coming up on Friday against the Eagles of Boston College.
Go Duke.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy some nice weather this week. It's nice to see that yellow thing up in the sky. So
yes,
I'm doing very, very well, Paxton.
Do you find...
Paxton. I just called you Paxton.
That's okay. That's
Your
my
name
creative
is
partner.
Patrick.
He does great work. I'm
Thank
proud
you
of
for
him.
Asking. How are you?
I'm good.
Patrick.
I'm good. Are you affected by not seeing the sun? Do you have seasonal depression?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
I feel 100%. Like baseball front offices probably feel that more than any front office, I'd say. Maybe not soccer. I don't know too many soccer front offices, though, so maybe I shouldn't speak for them. But I feel like we're affected by it a little bit more. Yeah. I actually had a shoot that I needed to do, and I was like, oh, we'll just do it next time it's sunny. Video's not due for 2 weeks, right? That won't be too hard. We had 2 days. We had 2 days to shoot everything.
That must be what it's like to work in soccer, too, right? Because you have like one game every other week or something, right?
So. Durham Bulls, welcome to our minor league baseball soccer podcast.
That's correct.
But no, we made a big announcement last week, Scott. We've got a schedule, baby.
Yeah.
We're playing baseball in 2021.
That's correct.
Opening day, April 6th. If you have not seen, you can go see the full schedule on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can go to our website, durhambulls.com.
What about MySpace?
Zanga.
Tom has it.
Yep. Yeah. Neopets. Pretty sure we did it on there too.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really exciting. We were able to do a really cool video. Thanks to everyone who helped with that video, by the way, especially our friends over at Duke Health and Duke Health Systems. We had some great folks help us announce that opening day date. Again, that's April 6th. And this episode's going to be all about our schedule. We're going to answer all of your questions. We asked you what you wanted to know about. We've gotten some good ask questions on the telephone from our friends at Tickets. They want us to clear some things up. So we're going to do that right after this. So, Scott, I want to start out. We're going to dive right into it.
Okay.
Okay. People.
By the way, I can't dive.
I can't either.
I get made fun
of. I'm really glad you just said this. I cannot dive.
Yeah.
Every at most, what do? Are you a belly flopper, or are you someone who just looks like a croissant roll falling into
the water? Yeah, it's more like just a flop as opposed to just a belly flop.
Yeah.
It just in the water.
The funny part is, like, headfirst diving when I played baseball growing up was one of my favorite. Like, I loved it. It was very smooth to me. I got it. Backdoor slide all day. Diving into water is terrifying to me, and I don't understand it.
I used to practice my slides from my position, but that was a little weird doing it from the bench. So
you're also 6 foot what, four?
Yeah, 3.5. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't want to overstate my height.
I'm close to that too.
Yep.
I'm close to that. We're gonna metaphorically dive in then. The questions we got the most were about what fan attendance is going to look like and what our mask policy is at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. So, Scott,
yes, sir.
I'll let you lead us off. Our mask policy at the ballpark, what does that look like, and what can fans expect when they enter our gates?
Yeah, first off, I think it's just enjoyable to be talking about people coming to the ballpark.
Totally. Been doing this podcast a year, haven't seen a game as a podcast host.
That's right. No matter what hurdles or obstructions might be put in place for us to enjoy some Bulls baseball, I am anxious to jump over those hurdles and watch some Durham Bulls baseball. So that would be my opening statement. In fact, it was my opening statement.
Good.
But yes, so here's how a lot of this is breaking down. And we've had a couple town hall Zoom meetings with our seasonal staff and And this is where a lot of this is going to and coming from as well. They're going to be staples, and most people are familiar with these staples, especially if you're a sports fan. You've been paying attention to some venues and how they've operated and leagues and how they've operated. They're going to be staples to the operation that no matter really what the restrictions are from the government level or how many people are in the ballpark, these are going to be constant and true in every policy and every way we operate the ballpark. That's going to be reduced capacities,
sure,
which we'll talk about.
We're going to.
Yep. Masks, which we're going to talk about.
Of course.
Social distancing, which we'll talk about.
Big on it.
And four, and this is a sensitive subject to the ops guy. People keep saying increase cleaning. But we clean our ballpark thoroughly. We have always, that is a thing, a source of pride in a lot of our fans too. We get these comments in our fan surveys over the years about how clean this ballpark is. It will continue to be clean, but obviously it will have COVID elements to it to help out the cleaning in certain areas.
We do
which we'll talk about as well.
We do have a sanitizing gun.
Yes,
I got to use that. Have you heard my story with this?
I have not.
I did not realize that you didn't need to really. It's a little bit of a brush, right? You don't. It's like you're painting the wall.
A little goes a long way.
Yes. I was like Rambo charging the island. Yeah. I doused. So we had a batting practice event. I doused a helmet the first. And like people were putting it on like, golly.
It smells
why
great.
Is this so slippery? And I'm like, because it's very clean and you're welcome. But we do have a sanitizing gun. And it's really cool. And it's a really efficient way to clean things.
Yeah, it'll get point. a lot of use. And we didn't steal. We all met over at PNC Arena. Towards the beginning to middle of the pandemic, so far at least, and got some best practices on how we're going to clean venues. So, and that's where that came from. So, okay, of those staples, we're getting we have our own policies that we're making, common sense policies to the DBAP and how we operate. We're coordinating with local health officials at the county and city level, and they're giving us a lot of recommendations on best practices. And then we're obviously getting requirements and recommendations and best practices from the state level. In addition to that, Major League Baseball is setting a lot of our policies. Some of those will be a little unique, but there'll be policies that we have to follow. So, for example, let's dive in to the mask policy. So masks will be required when you're in the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And it's basically as black and white as that. Masks are required in the DBAP. The only exception is for fans, if you're actively eating or drinking at your ticketed location.
Right.
So if
I'm sitting there,
yep,
and I am not actively eating or drinking,
yes,
I am to be wearing a mask.
You are to be wearing, hopefully, a Durham Bulls branded mask.
DurhamBulls.com/shop is where you can buy those, by the way. DurhamBulls.com/shop. Or visit us down in the ballpark corner store. Keep going.
Absolutely. I've got two of them. Looking for a third, actually. So, yes, if you're sitting there just watching the game and you're not actively eating or drinking and you're at your ticketed location, you will be required to wear a mask. And we've got some stolen some ideas from the Panthers and other groups, other facilities about how to enforce those policies, how to communicate between fan and employee without having to, you know, get up in your face and say something.
Sure.
You know, stand 6 feet apart at least. That's the social distancing. So there'll be stickers at certain locations where we would, in theory, have a line. For example, perhaps you're going to get a hot dog.
Sure.
And we don't want you to be standing. I don't want you standing like on my back, Patrick. So there'll be some very nice Paxton designed stickers on the concourse.
Certified.
That's right.
Mike Brasso, great value.
Mike Brasso Jr. telling you or directing you where we would like you to stand. And then the other one was right. Reduced capacities, right?
Yeah. So capacity right now is at 7% in the ballpark. Yeah. When, Scott, can we expect an update on that 7% capacity, that number maybe jumping or staying still? When will we hear an update on that?
Yeah. I mean, truthful answer is it could change any moment, right? And truthfully, it could go up, it could go down.
And that's why you listen to this podcast for the breaking news.
That's correct. Breaking news right here. We're like a ticker on the bottom of the screen.
This is a great medium to get breaking news.
I'm showing you this because I can't show this to the podcast listeners.
Podcast is a visual medium.
Yeah. Okay. But sometimes I have a terrible memory. And so I have taken pictures of our fire capacity certificates.
I can confirm he has done that. He just showed it to me.
Yep. And I just keep them on my phone so I can verify things like when I'm talking on a podcast. So currently Our fire capacity for the ballpark is 10,152 people. We have an additional fire capacity for our PNC Triangle Club, which is 277 people. You take 7% of that number, and that's how many people we can have in the ballpark right now today. If the Durham Bulls opened on February 22nd, that's how many people we could have in here. There are very, very tight restrictions on that and guidance on that, and that's at the state level. That's coming from the state level. We hope, and we anticipate, and we hope that number to go up by a good chunk prior to opening day. But that will be a fluid process throughout the year. It started at zero, right? Back when we shut down, we were at zero, and then it went up to 10 people. When we had our first batting practices, in which you were sanitizing the helmet.
Yep. Doing a great job, too.
There you go. And now we're up a little over 700 people. So that's a good representation of the increase that's happened over the last few months and what we anticipate to see over the summer.
And I think it's important to note, too, 700 sounds like a lot. I know some people are very COVID conscious. And I think that's one thing that we've all learned, right, is you've got to kind of feel people out. And people are more comfortable with certain elements of COVID than others. 700 people sounds like a lot. I promise you, in our socially distanced seating chart, the preliminary version that I have seen, 700 people, it's going to be like you're in the desert and you're just kind of barely seeing mirages of other people. You are going to be very safe.
Yeah.
Very alone slash with your group. Right?
Slash with your pod. Yeah. And so one thing that's come up in these town hall meetings with our seasonal staff is what we're talking about right here. What is 700 people like? So if you've been to the DBAT before, 700 people is like the 15th inning after a 3-hour rain delay on a Monday night.
Yes, and it's Bark in the Park.
And it's, that's the only time we've ever gotten close to there only being 700 people in the ballpark at one time. So you will be able to yell across and talk to your buddy who might be on the other side of the stadium. That's how few people will be in here right now if we were to open up.
Yes.
And even as you bump up incrementally, even if you visualize a 25% capacity, let's just call it 2,500 people, even that is a small Monday night. So again, it's not going to be remotely close to a 10,000 packed stadium on a Friday night when the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Yankees or whoever is in town. Most likely that will not happen in 2021.
Right. And it is a fluid situation, right? So as we're talking about things and answering questions, none of this is truly set in stone, permanent. This is how it's going to be all year. This is how it is right now. And by the time we put out this podcast, hopefully tomorrow, if I can get downstairs and edit it quickly enough, that's what we're looking at, right? So the other big questions we were getting, and I'm going to preface this with saying, Scott and I do not work in tickets.
That's correct.
I'm going to try my absolute hardest. I was telling Scott before we started recording, I have not done this much legwork on the beginning, before we've even sat down to record on a podcast, than I have this episode.
We've never rehearsed anything until today.
That's why we're so good at this. I talked to multiple people in our ticketing department. I've spoken with several people in our marketing department.
Okay.
Several people. There are four of us, by the way. There are four people in your marketing department right now for the Durham Bulls. I've talked to the other two people who know a lot about tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken notes.
So three quarters of the marketing department is represented in this.
Okay. Not great value, Mike Brasso.
Okay.
I have read the frequently asked questions page, which I will direct you to multiple times as I am flubbing answers and trying to give you everything that I can.
Right.
I will address the single game ticket question first, because that is the one that we get the most. And obviously that's our highest percentage of fans on a normal timeline.
In a normal year.
Yes. So, Patrick, when can I buy single game tickets? I would love to give you an answer on that. Right now.
A good one, at least.
That's right. I can give you an answer. Right now, that's not really possible. You have two options, the way that I view it. You can either wait for that capacity number to be bumped up, and then hopefully we'll start opening up single game tickets.
And basically that's because at 7%, again, let's just call it a little over 700 people, we have more season ticket holders than 700 people.
Correct. We're a big deal, Scott.
Yep.
People should know that. Yep. So if you don't want to wait and be patient, Patrick, I have to get to the ballpark right now. How do I do that? we've got great news. Season ticket plans are going on sale March 1st, and you can buy one. Now, you're probably thinking, what does that look like? Mm. Here we go.
Yeah.
It is a credit-based system, okay?
You got the first box checked, by the way.
I nailed it. I nailed that part. Here we go. Credit-based system. Your credits can roll over month by month, right? So if you don't use them in June, you can they can roll over to games in July and August and things like that.
It's like a health savings account.
Right, right. So, very good, Scott.
Yeah.
Look at
mature Scott.
HR Scott. There. Hello. Right. All right. That was not something I was expecting to hear today from you. I'm very excited about this. Your credits can roll over. You can either do this, as far as I know, and Peter, if you're listening and I mess this up, I'm so sorry. But as far as I know, if you are a mini game plan holder or a full season ticket holder, you will be on this credit-based system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are already a season ticket holder or a mini game plan holder,
which we hope you are,
and we hope you are, and you ought to be, a lot of great perks. You can spend. By the way, these credits don't just apply to tickets. Mm. You can go to the ballpark corner store, right?
Right.
You can apply these to a bunch of different stuff in the ballpark. Okay. I really like this credit-based system, but if you are a mini game plan holder or a full season ticket holder right now, and you don't want to have that credit start in April, you want to wait. You have to let the ticketing department know by this Thursday, February 25th. I'm going to say that one more time. You have to let the ticketing department know February 25th if you want to start those credits at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that baby's going to charge, and you'll be starting your credits April 6th, right? As far as I know, they're sitting anxiously waiting by the phones.
Right.
Today was the most packed our parking situation has been in months, and it made me both infuriated and extremely happy.
Yep.
Ticket Village is bumping
yep.
for the first time in a long time. They are by the phones. 919-956-BULL, 919-956-BULL. If it's urgent, hit extension 3. Go talk to my man Peter. My man Peter's going to hook you up.
Yeah. Peter's like the guy you want to talk
Peter's,
to, man.
Just very jolly, I'd say, about Peter. Someone who's always excited, smiling, loves every single day.
Robust talent.
Yes.
In that individual.
In all seriousness, Peter is extremely talented as far as getting logistics and helping customers. Great customer service guy. As are Cassie Fowler, Izzy, Piedmont, and everyone who works in tickets,
yep.
Who have been on the phones nonstop since we dropped the schedule on Thursday, and been doing a great job of it.
Yeah, we're gonna brag on Peter a little more. Peter, like if you're going to Patrick, if you were starting your own baseball team tomorrow,
Peter,
you're taking Peter with you.
Yes.
Peter is a number one draft pick.
Yes.
He is really good at what he does.
Because guess what, my baseball team
really
is going
good.
To need. They're going to need to sell tickets.
That's correct.
That's item numero uno.
That's correct. And he, yeah, just, I mean, just a tremendous resource for our fans. We're fortunate to have him work through. He is, man, the amount of this is here's the behind the scenes part of the podcast. The amount of manifests he's built,
yes,
and edited and played with, and number of teams and stadiums he's spoken with, pretty crazy.
Great value, Mike Brosso. Another great Peter story comes in last Wednesday night, late.
Yeah,
late. To fix a couple things that we're not going to get into on the schedule.
Right.
They needed to be fixed.
We'll abbreviate that part.
Great value, Mike Brosso did a great job on the schedule. It was not his mistake, but he had to come in and fix something. Not a big deal. Creatives are used to that. He is my creative partner. I know he had no problem doing that. What he did have a problem with was walking in at like 9 at night and not expecting anyone to be in the ballpark. And Peter comes storming out of the ticket office. And I believe they almost had a roustabout. A little yep. Donnybrook happened in the middle of the front office. But Peter burning the candle at both ends.
Mm.
Again, you can call him at any time. So, credit-based system. If you don't want it to start at the beginning of April, you need to let them know by Thursday. 919-956-BULL or contact your ticket representative. I think I nailed that part.
Yeah, you created urgency. Okay. You got all the details right.
Okay.
Good job.
You mentioned something that I want to go back to, by the way.
Okay.
A front office draft where you are now a Mike Burling. You must draft your front office. I want to see, and this isn't me like fishing for compliment. I'm genuinely hoping that no one would take me in the first round because then I'd be worried about them. But I'd also want to see how many drafts I finish as Mr. Irrelevant because that's kind of like a cool title, you know?
Well, we had this in a forum, and there's a podcast episode about it actually with TARP.
Yes.
And TARP teams. Yes. And so every year we draft TARP teams, and there are numerous, there's a lot of data that goes into that. It's a very analytical based system.
I've never missed a TARP, by the way.
You know, your WAR, your batting average, all that type of
times
information.
Times tripped, times caught in the TARP.
That's correct.
Times you've slipped, that's how many times you've been
correct.
Late.
And so we have that going back like 15 years under lock and key. And so, you can apply draft picks to everything. Teresa and Peter would be up there on my list, by the way, because, you know, someone to make some money and someone to count the money.
Yes.
There you go.
We've got to do an episode like this. Maybe we do it and we don't do an episode. We just highlight certain people.
Yeah. And then probably not let any of these people listen to it.
Yes.
At least from like pick 25 down.
VIP Hit Bull Win podcast episode. Okay. Another question we got, when is Dollar Hot Dog Night? I just love this question because we had so many different questions about tickets and masks and seating capacity and when can I get my single game tickets? And then this one, just out of left field, when is Dollar Hot Dog Night? Right now, we don't know the answer. And I wish so badly I had an answer for you because this is a great question that is a nice reprieve, right? It's like C-3PO's role in Star Wars. He's there to break tension. Kind of cool everybody off, make the side joke, make the audience feel at home and comfortable, right? That's what this question was for me, and I appreciated it on the Twitter timeline. Unfortunately, we do not have an answer.
Check back in later.
Yes. There's a plan to open the ticket office in mid-March, by the way. If you want to look at your seats, change something with your seats, you want to do that in person.
The Mako Medical Box Office.
One more time.
The Mako Medical Box Office.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you said medical is that second word.
Yep.
Mako Medical Box Office.
Yep.
Ticketing office? Mako Medical Box Office.
Box
not
office.
Ticketing office.
Box office.
Okay.
Yeah. The ticket office is open right now.
Yes.
We just talked about it. Izzy's back there making calls, responding to emails.
My brain is melting. All right. But it'll be open in mid-March. They're going to have people in there if you want more of a face-to-face interaction, which everybody that you could talk to face-to-face here, you're not going to have a bad time.
Right.
At least you're going to walk away with a good conversation. Mm-hmm. We know this is frustrating. We know this is complicated. Believe us, no one is as frustrated with its complications right. as the Durham Bulls front office.
Believe us.
Please know we are A, trying to satisfy the requirements by Major League Baseball, put out by Major League Baseball, and the state of North Carolina. And B, we want to keep everybody as safe as possible when they come to the ballpark. That is always our main priority. Safe, fun. One and two.
Amen to that.
So, Scott, I've got a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
You've been on these town halls, these staffing town halls.
Yeah.
What areas of the stadium are going to see some changes, right?
Yeah.
And then a follow-up question to that, because I know, and we've mentioned it a little bit, some people are going to be nervous to come out with this many people, but they still want to come to the ballpark.
Yeah.
They want to be reassured that, hey, this is a safe place to come. And I'm not going to be swallowed up by people, and it's going to look like the opening scene to World War Z, where there's zombies running around all mm-hmm. over each other and climbing on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put those worries to rest.
Let's right do now. It. So I think especially the folks who come to the ballpark frequently and have been at the ballpark for a number of years, you're going to see numerous areas just function a little bit differently than they have in the past. And that could change. You know, homestand to homestand, you might see a couple different techniques being put in place in certain areas. So we will continually be walking that line between, you know, keeping people as safe as possible from a distance standpoint, while also giving them numerous options on everything they do. So, for example, if I want a hot dog, we want to expand our mobile ordering platform to where you can have that delivered to you or go pick it up from a separate stand where you don't have to walk in line at all.
Mm-hmm.
There'll also be some kiosks set up at stands to where you don't have to speak to an individual. I would do that in general anyway.
Yes, yeah, I would. You know? I was about to say.
Right.
I don't know pre-COVID why more people didn't do that.
That's correct. That's going to be the thing that sticks with us a lot in food and beverage in the future is going to be these mobile kiosks, basically. They're just so much more efficient. So you'll see those spread out around the stadium. While you're potentially walking to and from those locations, you're going to see a lot of hand sanitizing stations. So if for some reason someone bumps into you maybe, or you touch a railing, which by the way, we didn't touch on that earlier, no pun intended. There's basically going to be a sanitizing crew.
Are you, so when you go out, are you one of those people that like, it's gotten to a point where now I see a sanitizing station.
Yeah.
If I walked 20 yards backwards and there was another one, I'm getting hand sanitizer. I'm one of those people that's like, you know what? It's free and I can never be too safe.
Here's the funny part to that. I actually test them to see how much they put out, because I think there's a very thin line between not enough and way too much.
I would love for you to walk up to like someone at Sponsor Lowe's Foods.
Yeah.
Like at a Lowe's Foods, like, hey, hand sanitizer.
On aisle five?
Yeah, right.
Just needs to be dialed back a little bit.
Okay.
Because, and I actually, in all seriousness, I write down the brand and model. That's how in-depth we're going on.
We care, folks.
On what we're doing. But the whole ballpark will be open, right? So even if it's 7% capacity, you'll still be able to walk around 360 degrees and spread out if you'd like. That's an option that, you know, some stadiums are shutting down areas of the stadium. We won't be doing that. That won't happen. Again, there's going to be different areas that function a little bit differently. And the way we're viewing a lot of these things is because regulations are so fluid right now, is by homestand. So if on a Wednesday in the middle of a homestand, a regulation changes for increase in fill in the blank, we won't flip it and do something different on Thursday night. We'll keep it consistent for the homestand. And truthfully, that's a two-way street. That's for us as a staff and for the fans as well, just because it would be incredibly difficult to pivot multiple times in 1 week. So you'll see that as well as you're walking throughout the ballpark. And again, to reinforce the reduced capacities, even if we were to bump up the 25% tomorrow, that's 2,500 people in a 10,000 seat, 8.5 acre facility. Yeah, I'm breaking out acreage.
Good. Yeah, the King of England's going to be very pleased. You know that,
right? And again, if you think about it from the best comparison, is that's a small Monday night crowd, and unlike a Monday night crowd where most of those people are generally sitting from dugout to dugout, that's going to be 2,500 people that are spread out all the way out into the Diamond View seats as well.
Yes.
At ticketed locations. So you'll be in a pod system. You'll be spread out. There won't be people crawling over you to get out of the aisle, to get into the aisle to go to the restroom or to purchase something from a concession stand. And so you will be incredibly spaced out and incredibly safe. And we also get this, right? Until you get here and see it and live it,
right,
it's going to be difficult. It's going to be somewhat difficult to understand and appreciate it.
And
get here, you'll get used to it like that, and you'll see all the precautions that are being taken.
And you mentioned it, and I think it's something that needs to be reinforced too, is Scott and others have been very diligent about getting in contact with folks who have had fans in the stands, even at a limited capacity, Hurricanes, Panthers, they've all communicated and said, okay, this worked, this didn't work. Another thing that I will say, Scott and I can kind of be thorns in folks' sides sometimes, because we ask questions that they may not be ready for. So Scott and I were picked a couple weeks ago to be on a call with our ticketing team to ask questions that they may not have thought of when they were building the FAQ. And also preparing to answer the phones.
I've never had as much fun as
that. That was a really fun call. And I say that to tell you guys, our ticketing department's extremely ready. If you're sitting there like, I don't want to be too much of a burden if I want to switch seats because I'm not comfortable. If, you know, I'm worried about how the credit system works, I'm not even going to call and ask them. Don't do that. We had that hour-long call for a reason.
For a reason.
And Scott and I were lobbing up ridiculous alley-oops to each other.
That's
and
correct.
Slam dunking very hard questions home.
We were
they did a great job of knocking those questions out of the park, and they're prepared. So don't feel like you're going to be a burden. Don't feel like there's something that you've got to be too shy to ask. Genuinely, in this era, there is hardly such thing as a stupid question. I don't like no such thing as a stupid question. Have we talked about this?
I don't think we have.
There's some pretty stupid questions.
That's correct.
Like, Scott, are we inside or outside? That's a dumb question. We're inside, right? But there's hardly a thing as a stupid question, especially during COVID times, pandemic times, when we're trying to get everybody safe.
Correct.
So if you have a question, please call and ask. Please email and ask. Stop one of us. If you're worried about being on camera or video, by the way, because we're all thinking about how we're going to change our jobs up, I got a big lens. We're fine. We're fine. Good. I can shoot your photo from across the ballpark if I want to. Everything is good. We've got you covered. Scott, is there anything we didn't mention? God, I'm so scared for Peter to listen to this and be like, Patrick, how did you not?
Yeah, again, I reinforce what you just said, because we're doing this with our staff, right? We're all going to be learning this together. And so if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact the ticket office and ask one of them for an answer. And I think one thing that we're good at too is knowing things that we know the answer to and knowing things that we don't know the answer to.
Yes.
And then admitting if we don't know the answer.
Right.
And we'll get back in touch with you. We'll figure that out for you.
One thing to keep in mind too is, and I know all of you are incredibly nice and none of you would ever send a nasty email or give us a nasty phone call. But correct. If you did, remember, we are human beings trying to figure this out just like you are. We are trying our hardest. I promise. We're always thinking of it. Heck, I, as a podcast host, I still have yet to see a baseball game.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But
considering
the fact
I've almost been doing this a year. Which, by the way, Scott, you haven't said happy anniversary, not even once.
I haven't seen it posted on the website.
So, everybody, thank you so much for your questions. We'll be back to wrap this up here in a jiffy. All right, so we're almost done with episode 27 of Hit Bull Win Podcast. Thank you for listening. We've just eclipsed around the 31-minute mark, I think, if I'm counting this right.
Mike Berling should be happy.
Mike Berling will be happy. He likes half-hour episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The others are too long.
Mm.
You know how Mike sounds, exactly like that. But no, Scott, we are a baseball podcast. Let's talk about baseball a little bit. Yeah. Pitchers and catchers reported last week.
Yeah.
It's time. You know what else happened in the offseason? The Tampa Bay Rays have the number one prospect class in Major League Baseball for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means for the Durham Bulls?
It means we're going to get to see some really, really good players.
Really good ball players.
Specifically one in general. One specific
person. Juan? Wander Franco?
Yep.
Wander? Yeah. So hopefully he's in the DBAP not just once, but for
multiple days.
I feel like it's bad to say like, oh, I hope he's here for a long time, right?
No, I think it's perfectly okay.
That's
to say
fine.
That. Yeah,
okay.
That's our interest.
Okay.
We can all have our own personal interests. I want to see him play.
I hope he is happy and healthy here for as long as the requirements are needed for us and him, both parties to be
develop.
Happy.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to see some good baseball.
The Twitter update this morning is that Austin Meadows is looking like a champ, looking like $1 million.
Looking like he hit three jacks against Charlotte when he clinched a division in 2018, and then they threw at his head. I don't forget, Charlotte.
He had some COVID elements impact him in 2020, and he has apparently showed up to camp ready to run through a brick wall.
Good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about that.
He's a nice guy.
Yep.
Played Austin.
Also, you know, on the roster, the whole roster situation, like the Rays just all of a sudden in a week went out and signed like three, four starters, which that has a domino effect to us. That if you look back at the 2020 roster and all the guys, especially in the postseason, that had a big impact. Those guys just basically then just got bumped down to our rotation. I was texting with Rick Knapp on shout out Rick Knapp Friday.
Coaching staff getting revealed today.
That's
by the
correct
way, on social. Rick Knapp on that list. Gonna go ahead
dropping.
I'm jacked.
Yeah.
The graphic packs they made, by the way, if I can detour this for a second, looks like a movie poster where Brady is like the gunslinger, and then it's like the cast of characters, and I love the graphics so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah, give it a like.
That'll be good. Nappy's jacked up to be here and be back in front of fans, but he is really excited about our not just our rotation, but our bullpen as well.
And the schedule.
And the schedule.
Nappy's a big fan of the schedule. We got Mondays off.
Nappy's a big fan of baseball, just in general.
Yes, he is. Big baseball guy, Rick Knapp. We got Mondays off this year.
Yep.
That's something that a lot of people notice on the schedule. And they're like, why? I believe the story was every team had to pick, or every division had to pick a day, right? Each league picked a day that they wanted to have off.
That's correct.
And I believe Monday was the
Monday
far
was the
and away
consensus.
Winner.
Yes.
No one wants to work on Mondays.
No.
Right?
No.
We just don't even want to do it.
Right. Speaking of. Today's Monday.
Howdy. How's it going? We do get to play some fun new teams, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what? You're a Cardinals fan? Memphis is coming to town, baby.
Yep.
Nashville's... No, we're going to Nashville.
That's correct.
Nashville is not coming here.
Yeah.
So if you are a, they're back with the Brewers now. Don't know if you saw that announcement, Scott, but Nashville back with the Brewers. Yeah. Hometown of mine. Hometown to Miley Cyrus, Kesha, Hayley Williams, of Paramore.
You know, Memphis is home of the best breakfast joint I've ever experienced in my life.
Okay.
Two pancakes, brown sugar. Dropped on top.
Does this place have a name? Are you about to be like Denny's?
I don't remember the name of it. The Memphis Denny's. I've got a picture of the sign small saved
little,
in my phone
small
somewhere.
Small place called IHOP.
But then they take icing and drizzle it on top of the pancake. Yeah, really, really good. It's right beside the Memphis airport. I was walking in Memphis and went over there.
Stop.
So.
Stop it.
Yep. That's my Memphis story.
All right. So we got a lot of new teams coming is the point. All right. We pulled up Jacksonville, excuse me.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing.
Don't abbreviate
them
that incorrectly.
No. Don't want to. JAC.
Shout out Paxton.
If you know, you know. But yeah, that's so it's gonna be a fun year. It's gonna be a really good year. I was actually after the initial like, oh my gosh, we've got a schedule. I need to get everything that I need to get done for the schedule release. I was kind of looking at it. I was like, yo, I can really get on board with this. 6-game homestands.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes, yeah, we will have a 12-game homestand, but guess what? Get that little
little break,
precious jewel of an off day on a Monday. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be I want to rename that. Not even rename it. Name it because it hasn't been named yet.
Sure.
That's hashtag Lake Day.
Oh
yeah.
Everybody go to Scott's Lake House.
Yeah, and that's going to be like as soon as the previous night's game is over, headed to the lake.
Hit Bull Win Lake House.
Hit Bull Win Lake House, and then come back the next not the next morning, but the morning of
sure.
game day.
Yeah. Sure. That's a good idea. How far away is the lake house?
Well, I don't really have one, so I'm going to have to set this up with my contacts.
Sure.
But an hour is the answer to your question.
Okay.
So it's not that far away.
Sure.
It's like a good drive. Not too long, but enough to like clear the head.
If you're looking to sell a lake house, I think what we're telling you is the Durham Bulls front office collectively is willing to pay rent on a lake house.
That's correct.
Hey, Patrick, it's your month to pay rent on the lake house. Now that I'm thinking about our draft conversation, I think Cam Brendel's in my top three. Got to have the field looking good, right?
You know, this goes to a mailbag question we've received before. Of what do y'all do in the offseason? Well, in a normal world, February 22nd would 100% be considered the offseason. However, we've got, again, opening day for Duke coming up here in a couple of days. They've already scrimmaged here a couple times.
Go Duke.
Cam is out there picking weeds. Mailbag episode for... when Cam was on, was talking about how do you control weeds. Mm-hmm. Well, he's literally walking around with a bucket and a knife right now, cutting weeds.
Doing
out
a great
of the field.
Job.
Yep.
Top three pick.
Yep.
Gym rat. Gym guy rat. Who just goes in and gets the work done.
Boxes.
We really could do this around draft time.
Yep.
Not release it. But yeah, that's it. If you guys have more questions, please feel free to contact us, especially ticketing. Also, if you want to contact me and Scott, that's fine too. We can at least forward the email to the correct person if we can't answer it ourselves.
That's correct.
You can find us on the internet. You know how that works. Surf the web. We'll be back shortly, within the next couple weeks, I'd say. Maybe next week. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? This podcast is fluid. It is a living, breathing thing, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Thank you for listening. We cannot wait to see you at the ballpark. Go Bulls.